Yeah, 10:11 in the morning on this gorgeous Monday, the 5th of April. You're tuned in to Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. Welcome on in. And that, of course, was War is a Science from Stephen Schwartz's masterpiece, Pippin. And we're about to speak with Ben Vereen, who is, well, my gosh, he took the world by storm when he was performing in Pippin. Few entertainers today are as accomplished or versatile as Ben Vereen. His legendary performances transcend time and have been woven into the fabric of this country's artistic legacy. His first love and passion is and always will be the stage. On Broadway, Ben Vereen has appeared in Wicked, Fosse, I'm Not Rappaport, Hair, Jesus Christ Superstar, Pippin, of course, Grind, Jelly's Last Jam, and A Christmas Carol. And as you probably remember, his role in Pippin garnered him both the prestigious Tony Award and the Drama Desk Award for Best Actor in a Musical. Clive Barnes of the New York Post stated, Ben Vereen unquestionably one of the finest performances seen on Broadway. Ben headlined with Cheetah Rivera in Chicago, the first Broadway production to play Las Vegas. And Ben and his band are currently touring his one-man show. Ben sings a tribute to Sammy Davis Jr., featuring the music of Sammy Davis Jr., and an evening with Ben Vereen at Top Performing Arts Center, so you can look for that. He's also going to be appearing at Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Theater, as I was mentioning, next weekend, in a tribute to the music of Fats Waller. And Anything Goes is pleased to welcome Ben Vereen this morning, bright and early out there on the West Coast. Huh, Ben? Where is Ben? We're looking for Ben. Where's Ben? Are you there, Ben? Uh-oh. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. Ben Vereen, are you there? Okay, we're going to try and find Ben. Ben Vereen, are you there?
I am so here.
Oh, there you are. You know, one of those buttons, those little lights went out on me, and I just got all confused, but I'm so glad you're there.
I was about to call you back.
Oh, nah.
Something happened in the mechanism of the...
Oh, man. Yeah, you know what happens is when the air is dry, sometimes the... But anyway, we don't want to talk about that. We want to talk about
you. No.
Thank you for making... I am well. It is gorgeous here in New York this morning.
I know it is. I'm sending all those wonderful vibes away because you are the greatest. You are the best. And they're my home. Well, and so therefore, my love is there with you. And I know you're having a fantastic day. And it's going to get even better.
Oh, my God. Now, wait a minute, Ben. It's like 7 o'clock in the morning. How can you
it's
possibly
gonna
be this
awake?
It's going to
get even better. You know why?
Tell me.
Because we woke up this morning. And so the possibilities of good are afoot.
Oh, my goodness. Are you really this optimistic and wonderful?
I've got to be. It's true. You played that song called War is a Science. I got to be optimistic.
So tell us now why you live on the West Coast, right, Ben? But you've been spending
I live on the West Coast, but I send my love to the East Coast because my home is there. That's where I grew up.
Yes.
And Broadway is there. That's where I do my work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we are so happy that you're going to be doing a tribute to Fats Waller at Jazz at Lincoln Center. So how did that all come to pass?
Well, they called and they asked me to emcee it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've known about, because I knew Nell Carter, and of course, I listened to Fats Waller for years. And so this is an opportunity to say, hey, here's tribute to one whose backs we're standing on.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, whose backs you're standing on, both as an African-American, as well as a musician, as well as a performer, just in so many ways. And so have you been a fan? Have you made a study of Fats Waller?
Not why I've made a study of him, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing at the Rose Theater?
Well, I'll be emceeing the evening.
Right.
I'll be your host that evening. And all those wonderful talents that are going to be there, I'll be introducing them.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be doing they're allowing me to do a song, which I'm excited about.
Which one? You know? Can you tell us?
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter.
Nice. Very, very nice.
So it's going to be wonderful. I hope everyone comes out to enjoy this wonderful evening of this icon.
Well, absolutely. And it's about darn time. That's what I told Jazz at Lincoln Center. As a matter of fact. Now, you're going to be working with pianist Eric Lewis and bassist Ben Wolf, guitarist Doug Wamble, and drummer Alvestar Garnett, and, trumpeter John Eric Kelso. He's fantastic. Tell us a little bit, Ben Vereen, about what it is that you are doing these days. And then, if you don't mind, I'd love to ask you about what it was like to be in Pippin. I know that was so many years ago for you.
Oh, it was wonderful being in Pippin. It was wonderful being on the boards. period. What I'm doing right now, I'm doing my concert. I do a show called Vereen Sings the Music of Sammy Davis. I don't do Sammy. I pay tribute to my friend. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm doing a show called B to B, which is from Brooklyn to Broadway, which is pretty much about my journey to the stage. And also, I've just finished doing a beautiful play and written by Will Power and directed by Des Makinoff at McCarter Theater in Jersey, in Princeton.
I heard about that one.
It's called Fetch Clay Maiden, and where I play Step and Fetch It. So I give a chance to thank and pay tribute to the gentleman whom I told I would, vindicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing that, and it's about Muhammad Ali and he, and it's about that year when they had the fight between he and Liston, and how Stephen Fetcher taught him the punch that knocked out Sonny Liston, and the want is to bring it to Broadway hopefully next fall.
That sounds fascinating. Can you?
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful play. It really is, and it should be seen because these are two people who you would never think were together, but they were good friends.
So can by the way, you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm captivated by
Anything
Ben Vereen.
Anything Goes.
You know, he must be scary when he gets a little coffee in him. I'm Lisa Avery, and we're talking to Ben Vereen. Now, that sounds like, is that all a true story, Ben?
Yes.
That's all a true story.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful. Will Power went and found the story. I met Stephen Fetchett years ago. Lincoln Perry is his real name. He came to me when I was at the Waldorf. I do a character. I used to do a character called Bert Williams, who was about an African-American who had to wear blackface in order to be on the American stage.
Okay.
And so I do a tribute to him and tell his story, sort of soliloquy, on that period of life that we had to go through in America. And he saw that piece. And he came before he died. He saw me that piece, and he said, "You must do something to vindicate me." And we spent a week and a half with me, and then I taped him and talking. And then for years, after he passed, I tried to get something going. And finally, Will found this story about he and Muhammad Ali. And I went to a tribute for him in Chicago when he had his stroke, and there was Muhammad Ali, and I didn't know the connection.
You've got me flabbergasted by the story. So Stephen Fetchett, who of course unfortunately carries the burden of sort of a cliche of a black man kowtowing
exactly.
to a white person, right? And he wanted to be vindicated.
Exactly, because he was ridiculed by his own people because they didn't understand. Because somebody said, "That's the image that we don't want to be remembered as," and he became that symbol. He became that token, exclusive expression of that. And every time you say you are Stephen Fetcher, it becomes a derogatory hit against your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a character that Lincoln Perry he created in a time when blacks were not allowed to do certain things. He found a way to work within the system and not do what they were doing and get paid for it.
Wow. And tell us...
He used his art in order to fight the system, and they didn't understand that.
Tell us the name of the play again. I know you said it played at the McCarter.
Fetch Clay, Make Man, directed by Des Makinoff, who gave us Jersey Boys.
Okay.
And written by Will Power.
Boy, I certainly
wonderful,
hope that one...
brilliant young man.
Hope that makes it to Broadway, because I think
too.
That's a story that needs to be widely told. And we're talking to Ben Vereen here on Anything Goes. I'm Lisa Avery. It's just about 20 after 10 on this gorgeous April 5th. And Ben, you're known for not just your performances in Pippin and your wonderful talent as a song and dance man. It's really a triple threat. But you've made many humanitarian contributions, and you've won awards for that. And I don't want to embarrass you, but I'm seeing that you won 3 NAACP Image Awards and an Eleanor Roosevelt Humanitarian Award. And
wow.
You're pretty...
I did?
That's what it says, you know.
Wow.
That, according to your website, which I'm sure you, if you're like many people, you have no idea what's on your website.
I have no idea what's on my website.
I could post a blah, blah, blah on your website. You wouldn't even know it, right? Because you're too busy.
Exactly.
But you're very involved in the fight against diabetes. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I am.
Are you diabetic?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
And the thing about it is that I'm out on the road. I went to a company named Santa Fe Ventes. And they were kind enough to say, "We'll support your campaign." And the campaign is called STAND. And it's Dr. Edelman and myself. STAND is Start Taking Action Now for Your Diabetes. We have a website called start taking action for your diabetes.org. Mm-hmm. Where we ask people to go on and make a pledge, and the pledge that you'll check your blood sugar every day, that you'll do the right things in order to have a healthier and better life. But you see, the thing about it, this is a trick thing, because if America went on that line and went on that website and pledged to do that, now, you know, maybe not, you know, check your blood sugar and exercise and do the right proper things, we'd have a healthier country. So that's my charge right now. Because this diabetes is coming to my life as a blessing, and I want to let everybody know the blessing of it. Now, you understand something, the horror stories happen. Yes, if you don't do the right things, amputee happens, liver happens, heart attacks happen, stroke happens, all those bad things happen. But here's the good news. If you do the right thing, if you take this pledge and pledge to yourself that you'll do the right thing by checking your blood sugar, talking to your doctor, becoming a partner, exercise, eat the proper foods, you'll have a better life.
Well, Ben, I applaud your efforts. As Arthur Miller said in Death of a Salesman, attention must be paid, and it's an epidemic.
You know why, Lisa? I'm mean to cut you off, but we have 25 million people in America living with diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
We got 6 million who are living with it and don't know they have it. And every 21 seconds, somebody else is diagnosed with diabetes. And if you listen to a President Michelle Obama, she's on a campaign about obesity, because we're finding that a lot of our young people are getting type 2 diabetes. Why? Because of the obesity issue.
Right. Especially in the African-American community
Especially in the African-American community.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it affects all of humanity.
Yes,
it
does.
Don't think it's, don't say, well, that's a black thing. No, it's not.
Nah. No, it's a human thing. Yep. And well, we need to ban high fructose corn syrup, but that's a whole other conversation. Can you stick around, Ben Vereen? I know you got to be somewhere, but I'd love to play something from Pippin and then come back and talk to you some more about your experiences in being on Broadway in Pippin and winning a Tony and all that kind of stuff. You got a few more minutes for us?
I've got a few more minutes.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. You're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lisa Avery. We're speaking with the magnificent Mr. Ben Vereen, and we'll be back with more from Ben after we hear from Ben, because this is a commercial-free radio station. And here's Ben in Pippin, here on Anything Goes.
Sweet summer evenings, hot wine and bread, sharing your supper, sharing your bed. Simple joys have a simple voice that says, why not go ahead? Wouldn't you rather be a left-handed flea, a crab on a slab at the bottom of the sea, than a man who never learns how to be free, not till he's cold and dead? Well, I'll sing you a story of a sorrowful lad. Had everything he wanted, didn't want what he had. He had wealth and pelt and name and fame and all of that noise. He didn't have a none of those simple joys. His life seemed purposeless and flat. Aren't you glad you don't feel like that? So he ran from all the deeds he done. He ran from things he just begun. He ran from himself, which is mighty far to run. Out into the country where he played as a boy. He knew he had to find him some simple joys. He wanted someplace warm and green. We all could use a change of scene. So full of sound, gaining a lover, you're gaining a pound. Simple joys have a simple voice that says, take a look around. And wouldn't you rather be a left-handed flea, a crab on a slab at the bottom of the sea, a newt on the root of a banyan tree, than a man who never learns how to be free, not till he's underground? Evenings, sapphire skies, feasting your belly, you're feasting your eyes. Simple joys have a simple voice that says time is a living's prize. And wouldn't you rather be a left-handed flea, a crab on a slab at the bottom of the sea, a newt on the roots of a banyan tree, a fig on a twig in Galilee, than a man who never learns how to be free? Not till the day he, not till the day he, not till the day, not till the day he dies.
Hi, this is Davy Jones, and you're listening to one of the coolest mixes of music I've ever heard. Anything Goes with Lise Avery.
And this morning we're talking with Tony Award winner Ben Vereen about, his life in the theater. And also he's going to be performing at the Rose Theater at Jazz at Lincoln Center April 16th through the 17th. They're going to be doing a tribute to Fats Waller. Ben will be the MC. Talk about your well-created casting. And for tickets and information, you can call our friends at Jazz at Lincoln Center at 212-721-6500 or log on to jalc.org. And as always, you can get linked to Jazz at Lincoln Center on my contest page at anythinggoesradio.com. So can you got some inside Pippin stories for us, Ben Vereen?
Inside?
Tell us something that we don't know.
One thing, Fosse is the genius of our times. There'll never be another like him. Mm. His dedication and devotion to the theater is mammoth. He would work tirelessly to bring brilliance to the stage, and he required that of each one of us as his performers. When I first met the man, it was just an eye-opener for me, then having to work with him and being able to call, and the privilege of calling him friend, and his wonderful wife, Gwen Verdon, and Nan Ryan King, and all those wonderful people who has touched our lives and made a difference, and worked with John Rubenstein and Jill Clayburn and Irene Ryan and Eric Berry and all those wonderful players there. Chris Chadman, the list goes on and on. Candy Brown, Pam Souza, the list goes on and on. It was just an amazing experience for all of us to take that journey to Broadway and to be the first Broadway company to actually do a commercial for the theater and help spawn arts in the direction of the theater was an honor.
What do you mean by that, Ben? I don't think I remember that.
We were the first. Bob came in and we were the show, got mixed reviews. And Bob and Stu Ostrow, I love Stu.
Uh-huh.
They sat down and said, we got to do something. And then they came up with the idea to do this commercial. And the person was me singing the song that you played, A Simple Joys, uh-huh, to a wiry cartoon. And then Bob, who had just won every award in the world, sat down and said, I think we need to do a real commercial. And he took and he did the Manson Trio. And it aired, and it said, we're going to give you a minute of Pippin, and it showed the Manson Trio, and sales went through the roof.
I remember that now, and it was just... I remember that actually quite vividly. I was kind of young at the time, so it wasn't registering in the way that you just explained it as being a groundbreaking thing. Was Bob Fosse pretty much the way he was depicted in the film about his life, Ben Vereen?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, he was very adamant about doing that because he told me, he said, that part of my life is over. And so he said the difficult thing about doing a biography on film is not to make yourself a hero in every scene.
Oh. Interesting. Yeah, I understand. I understand your perspective. And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery. We're speaking with Ben Vereen about a whole bunch of things, including his career and his Tony Award-winning performance in Pippin. I got to tell you, Ben, as a performer myself, I am amazed. And this is something that maybe doesn't register with folks when they're listening. But your enunciation on those songs is just magnificent. You don't lose a single word of Stephen Schwartz's intent.
That's because of Stan Lebowski, who was our conductor. He was insistent that we, enunciate those words and get those words of Stephen Schwartz out there.
Okay, so you were beaten. Is that what you're telling me? You were beaten by the musical director?
We were driven. With a time of child abuse.
Well, are you gonna be in New York on the 16th and 17th to perform at Jazz at Lincoln Center?
I'm gonna be there.
Are you gonna be staying around for a while, Ben Vereen, here in New York? Because I understand you've been spending some time here.
Yes, I am. I often come back and I do my theater run, And I'm looking forward to coming back to Broadway and bringing this show.
Well, I hope that we get to hear from you again, and I look forward to the next time we get to speak to know that the show that you were discussing that just ran at the McCarter is heading to Broadway, because I really would like to see that happen.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I look forward to seeing your performance at Jazz at Lincoln Center.
I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for making time for us, Ben. I look forward to speaking with you again. And I know you got to run, so thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you. I already am.
Yes, you are.
And thank you. You're
more
a delight.
And more and more and more. And may it float you with great ease. It is nice and nice.
You are a delight,
sir. And to all of your listeners as well, may everything you want come to you with great ease. Your desires, your deepest dreams be fulfilled. Have a fantastic day.
Well, Ben, I hope we run into each other again, because I know you got to run, so I don't want to keep you, but I could. Let me just say that. Thank you so much, my friend, okay. My new friend. Bye-bye. And, well, so Ben is going to be performing the music of Fats Waller. He's going to be the MC, as he mentioned. You can get tickets by calling 212-721-6500, or we're going to be holding a drawing here on Anything Goes in just a minute or two. I'm going to get my pad and start taking names. But in the meantime, we're going to keep the music coming at you, because we are celebrating Miss Doris Day's birthday. And in honor of Ben Vereen's wishes for us, here's Doris with "My Dreams Are Getting Better" all the time here on Anything Goes.